Now, today marks the launch of the 36th Public Choice Award from the Royal Institute of the Architects of Ireland, the RIAI. The award invites you, the public, to vote for your favourite building or public space in 2025. The shortlist of 48 will be available online right after this morning's show on riai.ie. And this year's choices, well, they include the Arklow Wastewater Treatment Plant, the Athlone Greenway Bridge and the Monaghan Peace Campus among the 48. For more, we're joined in studio by Sean Mann, who's president of the RIAI. You're very welcome to studio, Sean.
Thank you very.
These awards in their 36th year, you've whittled down the 48 from entries, 124 entries, I think. Right. 48 designs, a wide range of designs. We can't go through them all, unfortunately. Just tell us, though, a bit about the variety and the spread of the entries that you've had.
Yes, Mary, we've had a really interesting entry list this year, and they range from different typologies of projects, from infrastructure projects to housing projects to workplace projects, a great range of projects across different areas and different places as well. So there are projects in the north, south and east and west of the country, and indeed six overseas projects, all designed by Irish architects. In the last year.
You're not going to name check any of them. I will name check a couple of them because people may have seen the Arklow wastewater treatment works that appeared in the Guardian newspaper under the headline Cathedral of Crap. Is this the world's most beautiful sewage treatment plant? And it went on to be very complimentary about this design. Now, you know, you don't associate perhaps beautiful design with a building like a wastewater treatment works. Are we stepping up our game?
Well, it's really interesting, and why not, Mary, do we not associate it with? And that's a really fantastic example of, I suppose, the difference that, you know, quality design can make and can transform something that is a treatment plant into something that's a really eye-catching and
They said it was based or took inspiration from the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, I think the forms of it are reminiscent of the fact that there are these almost objects in the landscape that just protrude and stick.
People will be able to see it online right about now. If they go onto the RIAI website, they will see it and all of the 48 buildings that they can vote for. Tell me how the voting process works, how people can access the website and how soon they need to submit their entries.
So the website is open from this morning, immediately after this launch, and you will visit the RIAI website. And you will look at each of the 48 projects and have an opportunity to read about them and to see photographs of the projects. And then
very
you
good photographs as well, and you can go through the buildings and have a look at what they're doing. And like the variety struck me. I mean, you have bridges, you have public spaces like beautiful Monaghan Town Square, beautifully redeveloped. You have old Garda stations being redeveloped for different reasons. Housing estates, individual houses. It's right across. The spectrum.
I think it's, you know, we're really pleased at the quality and range of works that are on display in this year's awards. I suppose it gives some example of the role that architects play up across a broad range of buildings in
and
enhancing
public engagement
spaces.
As well.
I think that's the key to it. I mean, ultimately, buildings and places are for people, and coming back to the awards, you know, we're really. Really keen to get the public to give us their view, give us their opinion, and listen to what they have to say
and
about what they think.
And we look forward to hearing what it is they have to say and which building or which development appeals to them. That's Sean Mahon from the RIAI. The website is riai.ie, and it's 14 minutes to 8.